From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Several states hold primary elections today, and public anger over everything from health care to the economy has put incumbents in a tough spot. While the Obama administration has made no move to curtail gun rights, the National Rifle Association is hoping to tap into the anti-Washington sentiment to build support for its cause. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose reports.
It's a very good time to be in Mike Egan's line of work.
Our business has been up double digits every single month.
Egan's a salesman for a big bullet and ammunition manufacturer called Hornady, which also makes this popular gizmo for making your own ammo. It was on display at last weekend's NRA convention in Charlotte. Egan might want to think about sending a thank you note to the White House, because NRA members like Bud Schroeder think President Obama is driving demand for guns.
He's been a very good gun salesman. People have been going out and buying guns and ammunition. People have never even owned one before because they figure under his administration there's going to be the confiscation problem or problem buying guns.
In the months following the 2008 election, the number of people getting background checks in order to buy a gun hit an all-time high. Ammunition for a popular semi-automatic pistol has been all but impossible to find in stores for more than a year. And yet, the gun bans and ammunition taxes have not materialized. All the while, the president has continued to say he's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and even signed a law allowing people to carry guns in national parks. But NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre believes there's trouble ahead.
I tell firearms owners and Second Amendment supporters to stay ready. The fact is, his administration is stacked full of people that have spent a lifetime attacking the Second Amendment, and I believe there are storm clouds on the horizon, and stay ready is the word.
You're going to network with 70,000 of your fellow like-minded NRA members.
In a hotel ballroom, away from the bustle of the gun and gear exhibits, about 100 NRA members gather for a workshop on political organizing.
We're hoping that you'll take this information back to your gun clubs, to your sportsmen's organizations, and share this information.
That's Suzanne Anglovich, one of the NRA's grassroots managers. A lot of NRA members say this election will be their first foray into political activism. John Nahas says he's never done more than vote. Then the health care overhaul bill passed, and though it had nothing to do with gun rights, he saw it as proof that Congress was willing to trample on his individual rights.
I was even more enraged by the way it was done, and knowing that the will of the people was not, as far as I'm concerned, was not taken into consideration.
He says he's inspired by the Tea Party movement, too, which strikes a chord with many NRA members because of its emphasis on personal freedoms and protecting the Constitution. And gun owner Eric Schroeder says it doesn't matter that Congress and the Obama administration haven't directly attacked the Second Amendment recently. Their handling of health care and the economy is enough.
Absolutely. I like to think of it as what they've done is they've opened up a big can of worms, and there's going to be no way they can close it because they've already gone over the 51% tipping point with most people's opinion. They don't like what's happening, and now they're getting active to say we'd like to see this stop.
The National Rifle Association does have a powerful voice. It's got more than 4 million members. It hopes to mobilize at primaries today and in November. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.